And with the wireless microphone, we're inside the Champions Club tent, very close to the putting green and number 9 fairway. Outside the Champions Club tent with the wireless is the great Gordo. Come in.
Do you have me, Craig?
Yes, we have you.
I'm out here braving the London-like weather that Fort Worth is experiencing just to bring you this very broadcast. Mm-hmm. Back to you guys.
Well, we need more.
More than that.
Indeed. Okay. I'll see if I can't talk to this lady right over here. Hi, how you doing, ma'am?
Hi.
Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
How are you?
Why are you laughing?
Just seeing you in person.
Oh, really?
We listen to you all the time.
Oh, good.
Nice to meet you, sir. He was telling me an awesome story about his son in the military.
Well, I'm glad he told you that story where I don't have to hear it. All right, so now tell me about your job out here.
Just actually walking around looking for food now.
Really? Yeah. So you're not working out here?
I'm working. I'm taking a quick little break. We've been here since 4 o'clock. We watched some golfers tee off. We watched Jordan, and we followed some of his fans around.
Now, who's we?
Photographer and myself.
Oh, so you're a reporter.
Yeah, with Channel 11.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
Arzo.
Okay.
I just goes by
TV.
One name?
That's a problem. Yeah, you go by one name like Madonna and Cher, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Just
Uh-huh. And what kind of stories were you covering this week?
We're just looking for fans. We covered.
No, I mean earlier this week.
Oh gosh, we were in Mineral Wells for the tornado. We went to Bridgeport, and the last couple of days I've been pretty lucky. I've been out here.
That's Arzo Deuced.
Arzo Deuced, I think your full name is.
Like toast.
Toast, not dosed. I'm sorry. Dang it.
Tell her you never watch her.
Let's go.
Hey, quick question. Why did they ship Karen Borda off to mornings?
Well, they didn't ship her off to the mornings. You know, mornings are better with Borda. She wanted to come just so she could spend some more time with her family.
At what point does she have to wear a hat when she's out
covering? At what point do you have to wear a hat when you're out covering
a storm story?
Right now?
Oh, she's got her one on right now. Oh. She's got a hood. She has a literal hood right now.
Ask her why Larry Mowry is so generic.
Why is Larry Mowry so generic?
You think he's generic? Man, he's Mr. Personality.
Is he really?
He is. You don't see that?
What, like in insurance conventions, he's Mr. Personality? Or are you talking about?
You know, Larry is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Mm-hmm. And generic.
I wouldn't call him generic.
Okay, all right.
Ask her why they ran Babe off.
Why did you guys run Babe off?
Great question. I think Babe has bigger dreams out there.
And that includes being unemployed.
No,
we're having fun. We're just having
fun. Isn't this fun?
Right? I don't think he's unemployed.
Tell her you need to be in love with her.
I need to be in love with you. So what about Channel 11?
What about Channel 11?
CBS 11.
CBS 11. I'm sorry. That's what you call it now, right?
That's right.
Where did you come from before 11?
I was in Austin. I worked at Fox there, and then I came here about 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Afghanistan, moved to Pakistan, Germany, and then we came to Plano.
Fascinating.
I was wondering because I was having a hard time understanding you with your thick accent.
Oh, yeah? I'm still working
Afghani.
On it. I know. It's been 20-some years. I'm still working on it.
So how old were you when you moved to Plano?
I was 13.
Okay. Do you still speak the native tongues of?
Farsi.
Farsi. That's right.
I'm actually cussing you out in Farsi right now.
In your brain, in your mind.
No, I'm kidding.
Now, are you married with children?
I am. I have a little boy. He's 2 years old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Zade.
Z-A-D-E.
How long ago did you shoot him out?
How long ago did you shoot him out? Like that, 2 years ago. So this is his birthday is this month?
It was in March.
March. That's what I thought. Yeah, that's right. Now, what about your husband?
His name is Kevin. Mm-hmm. He's a day trader. So he hasn't lost all of our money yet.
But he will. Don't worry, he
tomorrow.
Will. Does he approve of your high-flying reporter lifestyle?
He used to be a reporter, so yeah, absolutely.
Really? For local? Local station?
No, he used to work in Houston.
Was he as generic as Larry Mowry?
Was he as generic as Larry Mowry, or did you go with someone who had a little bit more quality?
My husband is Mr. Personality. Mm-hmm. So,
you said that about Larry, too, so I can't trust your opinion.
Yeah. Have you met Larry?
No, I actually have no idea who he is.
I need to set up a meeting.
No, that's okay. I don't want to waste my time. Or his. What's the thing you like most about Afghanistan when you look back at your time there?
You know, it was so different when I was there. I mean, obviously,
not as many Starbucks
and no McDonald's at the time, so that was rough. But I mean, truly, when we were there, it was a whole different time. When I left, we were seven, so that last year was getting kind of hairy with the Soviets being there. But before then, I mean, we...
Fun?
Yeah, I remember colorful, fun memories, laughter.
You ever go back to Pakistan or Afghanistan?
I went back to Afghanistan about 7 years ago, and it was pretty disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking. My family's been back. They've worked with the Army.
Well, America's number one.
America is number one.
Hell yeah. All right, so you got any gossip for us, Channel 11 gossip?
CBS 11.
No, we're just out here trying to find a story. Have you heard anything that I need to know?
Oh, yes. I've heard a lot of stuff. Jody Dean still work over there?
No, not with us.
Hey, you work for 11. Can you get a copy of my old David Letterman interview that I did in 1998?
It's going to cost you.
Really?
Yeah.
I do need access to the building.
Tell us on VHS.
Can I use your card?
I'll let you go in, and that way you can meet Larry.
I'll do that. I'll come over there because I need to root through your archives anyway. But I need to be your special guest.
Done.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. Nice to meet you, Paul.
Thank you, Deuced.
Dost.
Dost. Yes, indeed. Dost.
That's her last name.
I know, but I couldn't remember her first name.
What'd Arzel?
Arzel. Arzel.
Yeah. Something like that.
That was like our superintendent when I was in high school, and I never thought I'd meet another Arzel. Arzel Ball was our superintendent. Talk to this lady. How you doing, ma'am?
Hi.
Arzo.
Sorry. Keith of Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. How about you?
What's new with you? Let's stop with the small talk. What's going on?
I'm volunteering, so I'm rushing
into my post.
Oh, you're volunteering? Will you run out to my car real quick and get me something since you're volunteering to do something?
Can we wait till it starts raining, and then I'd be happy to do that.
All right. Have you ever failed a drug test?
No.
Neither have I. All right, who is your favorite in the late-night talk show host category?
I did like David Letterman. I thought he was really funny, especially early on. Honestly, I hadn't watched him lately, but I really liked him.
What's the worst kind of pie?
You know, I've never had mincemeat because I just don't like the sound of it. I know, mincemeat. It just sounds awful.
Is there actual meat in it, do you know?
I don't know. It's minced up. That's
Tell
all
her about
I know,
your pants.
Whatever's in there.
Yeah. You know, my pants oftentimes fall down. Like weird at weird times. So strange.
I don't even know how to respond to that one.
Well, just help me pull them up.
Yeah, pull up those pants.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay. I don't know what just happened in that interview. Felt like a wreck.
She got a kick out of it.
Yeah, she did. Ooh, here's a nice younger blonde.
This is Gordo at Human. Colonial with the wireless.
Thanks for the reset.
Live coverage of Colonial.
Thank you for the reset. How you doing, ma'am? You a reporter?
No.
Is this your husband or your brother?
My husband.
You married a guy shorter than you?
He's about the same height.
I don't know. Well, sure maybe with his high heels on.
Yeah.
So how long you guys been married?
Almost 2 years in October.
And where'd you meet her?
Grapevine, Texas.
I mean, like, what type of a thing were you at?
Blind date.
Blind date.
Really? Set up by friends?
Yep.
Or was this a Tinder deal?
No, set up by friends.
Okay. And had either of you been married before?
No.
Negative.
And how long have you been married now?
2 years in October.
That's great. So you guys have consummated, done that whole thing?
A little bit.
A little bit?
No, just a tip for you here is always, always communicate.
Okay, that's good.
What about kids? You guys interested in having children? Like, you know how that works, right? He does
definitely.
Something mean to you, and then 9 months later you have a
eventually we'll do
a
that.
Baby movement.
Eventually we'll do that, yeah.
Good. You want a boy or a girl or one of each?
Oh, I would want a girl, to be honest.
Why don't you want a boy?
I don't know. I don't know.
Just take that adolescent... time when he's 13 and
maybe
finding socks everywhere.
Probably, hey. Yeah. That's probably.
Yeah. What about you, sir? What do you do?
Oh my God. Maybe want to come back this way a little bit.
What do you do for a living?
Pharmaceutical distribution.
That sounds generic.
Okay. So you're a drug dealer.
Selling drugs.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Can you get me? I need some Molly, and I need some MDMA.
We'll talk to you later.
Thank you for that. And what does your wife do for a living?
I'm a real estate agent.
Hell yeah, up top. Yeah, you have nice up tops. Okay, so have you ever heard of George Dunham?
No.
Dang.
Have you ever heard of Craig Miller?
No.
Damn it.
Ever heard of Gordon Keith?
Yes.
Where have you heard of Gordon Keith?
I have no idea. Probably my husband, but...
The ticket.
Oh, good. See, he's a ticket listener. Well, that's nice. Well, you guys enjoy your marriage. We wish you well. And we did have some gifts for you, some wedding gifts.
We lost them.
But we lost them in a fire. So pray for us.
That's the thought that counts.
Thank you for laughing at our disaster.
Thanks.
Thank you. That's a nice little couple there, right?
Was she hot?
Yeah. Yeah, he's having fun all over that.
Gross.
All right, how much time we got?
You got 1 minute.
Okay. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
All right, back to you guys in the big tent, Craig and George.
That's it? No one else is out there?
Nah, ain't nothing happening.
All right. Well, good job, Gordo, for that live coverage from the second round of
Gordon
Colonial.
Keith signing off from live coverage from the second round of the Colonial.
Jordan Spieth even
Jordan
through
Spieth
two holes.
Even through
That's
two
what you
holes,
were trying to tell
and
us.
And that is what I'm trying to tell you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.